Convention and networking tips on this episode number 106 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting. Now, I gotta let you know up front, if you're not going to the expo or not attending any conventions in the future, this podcast is probably going to be worthless to you, so I don't want to waste your time. All right, just got to say that up front. Also got to say this up front. You can save 20% off at theschoolofpodcasting.com using the coupon code BTS from now through August 8th. That's right, I've extended this. Now, why have I extended this? I had a technical glitch last week at theschoolofpodcasting.com. It's been remedied, but for a couple days, people couldn't sign up. I was not happy. So I've extended that just in the event you were trying to sign up and you couldn't. So now it's October 8th. Use the coupon code BTS. Get 20% off. If you want to contact me, it's real easy. Courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And, of course, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. So, you're going to the expo. Me too. A couple things you should do. Obviously, their website, newmediaexpo.com. Look at the schedule, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Figure out where you're going to go. And that way, because you want to put some thought into this. Now, do you have to put a ton of thought into it? No, because the audio is going to be available after the show anyway. But in terms of, hey, is this somebody I might want to ask questions? If you have a tie, should I go here or should I go here? You know, which one is going to benefit you more live might break that ice. Do that, and I'll have links to that out in the show notes. I know there's some sort of Wikipedia thing, because I know there's a podcast pickle party, there's a Lipson party, there's a concert. You know, you might want to plan your night as well. Now, a couple other things, and some of these are going to be like, duh! Have your business cards ready wherever you are. Okay? I mean, if you're there, I'm going there to network. I'm going there to find potential partners for the School of Podcasting. I'm going there to build listeners for the Musicians Cooler. And I'm going there to put a lot of faces with voices that I've been listening to over the past year. But one of the things you want to have, and you know, at your fingertips, is your business card. And then the other thing is, be ready to talk about yourself. Practice this now, because people are going to be saying, oh, so Dave, you're from theschoolofpodcasting.com. What's that? And you need to do things like have a quick 60 second maybe answer to that question. My problem is I'm so passionate about podcasting. When people ask me, oh, what's a podcast? You know, an hour and a half later, their eyes are rolling back in their head and I'm still talking. Oh, and then there's Gigavox and one-to-one podcasting and you got to say, blah, 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 blah. They're like, look, I just asked, what is podcasting? How do you shut this guy up? So your little elevator pitch should be around 30 seconds, 30 to 60 seconds. Most of the things I looked at said 30 seconds. And that doesn't sound very long, but if you're talking, you can fit a lot in 30 seconds, especially if you talk as fast as I do. So here's a quick and dirty elevator pitch. Now, why do they call it an elevator pitch? Because if you get in an elevator with somebody and you're going to the 23rd floor, you know, you're going to have around 30 to 60 seconds to do that. Here's the bare bones. Blank is a podcast that blank. You should be able to answer that. Now, I actually did a little Google search, and I found 15, as in the number 15, secondpitch.com. Now, this is geared for more of a business elevator pitch, but, you know, you put in your name, you put in your title, things like that. And then it says, I am a, or I am an, and in their example, they put superhero. You know, in my case, I put podcast consultant. Specializing in, well, if you're a superhero, you might specialize in saving the world. You know, and then what do you do? You know, it says here, write a single sentence that describes why you are the best at what you do and be specific. The key here is to differentiate yourself from others in your profession. It might be a technique you've developed, your specific experience, or even your personality that sets you apart. You You know, what makes your podcast so special? And again, this is kind of geared towards a business, so I'm inserting words like podcast. You know, example might be, if we go back to the superhero example, unlike some other superheroes I could mention, I don't wear a funny hat, so people take me more seriously. And then, you know, the last question, why you're the best at what you do. To be successful, a pitch must engage the listener and get them to take an action, any action that puts him or her on the trajectory to do what you want. You know, write a single sentence that describes your call to action. It can be as simple as agreeing to take advantage of a free consultation or even a cup of coffee. The trick is to get the people to say yes. And again, they're thinking as a business kind of sales thing. But an example might be, call me for a free consultation. I'm always near a phone booth ready to take your call. So I kind of went through their little gizmo here, their little 15-second pitch wizard, and this is what I came up. My name is Dave Jackson, and I'm a podcast consultant specializing in helping people launch a podcast. I set up and customize WordPress installations. I evaluate audio. I create graphics. I help plan podcasts, and I hold live training sessions on the internet. I'm not only educated in the technology of podcasting, but as someone with 15-plus years teaching experience, I can explain why it's and I can explain it in easy to understand English. Now, this is key number two, and this is why I just did that, because I hadn't said this yet verbally. That did not roll off the tongue. Not only that, I didn't give myself a chance to breathe. And you might want to make it a little more. You don't want to go make it. You know, I do the super ginormous unanimous podcast. And people go, what the heck is that? Although you want an element of what the heck is that in your pitch. You know, I might say I'm a podcast consultant specializing in people, helping people get their point across. Really? What do you mean by that? Well, I help people plan their podcast. I do WordPress template alterations. You know, I help them evaluate what are the best tools. And that's really, again, goes back to, you know, give them a quick 30 seconds and then let them ask for something. And your call to action might be, you know, hey, would you like a card? Things like that. So those are, if you just do a Google search for elevator pitch, there are tons of tips on that. Things like, you know, again, find out what is unique about you. You know, if you're a, and don't sell yourself short. And even though you may just be talking to another podcaster, you are kind of selling yourself. You want to sound cool, for lack of a better phrase. And some people go, I'm just a music podcaster. Well, no, what's specific about you? Why are you different? How do you select music different than Joe Schmo? You know, what's your style of music? Things like that. Again, make it exciting. You know, whatever you're passionate about, you know, try to put that into your elevator pitch. Keep it simple. Again, not my strong suit. As much as I'm like telling people that I can make things simple, I can break down not so easy to understand things like RSS and, you know, the technical aspects of podcasting and break it down to understand, I will ramble, much like I'm doing now. Write it down. I actually did the one I just read. I got that through this wizard thing, and I can see now that a couple things. Number one, you might really like what's on paper. You got to say it. You got to practice it so you can see if it's going to roll off the tongue. But people are going to ask you about your show. And they'll probably say, oh, yeah, I heard of that. And they're lying. You know, but so think about what's unique about you. Why is it different? You know, and it might be, well, I'm just a, you know, I'm a husband that's, you know, living in Cincinnati and yada, 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 things like that. But be ready to talk about your show. Now, the other thing I want to mention here is a couple things. Number one, pace yourself. Pace yourself. There are going to be some parties. Some of them are going to be mild. Some of them are going to be wild. And, you know, it's fun. For me, it's like summer camp. I'm going back to see all my friends, and I want to go out and I want to party. Party already, dude, on Friday. But I got Saturday and Sunday. And so, you know, and some people really go nuts on Saturday, realize, because it's like, well, this is the last night, and I'll sleep on the way home on the plane on Sunday. Kind of thing. But, you know, again, the other thing to keep in mind, and this is what kind of, especially at the hotel, keep this in mind. Remember when you'd go to like field trips and the teacher would be like, now, class, you are representing Otis C. Hatton School while you're at the planetarium. And we don't want to give Otis C. Hatton School a black eye, so behave yourself. Well, you are representing podcasters, so if you, you know, have, you know, Keith and the Girl tattooed across your chest and you're running through the lobby naked of the Marriott, that's going to kind of give a black eye to podcasting, maybe. I'm sure Keith and the Girl would love that because it's great exposure and it probably would get in the paper. And you know what? I shouldn't have said that because I guarantee you somebody's going to do that now. But, you know, remember, you know, try to keep it professional. And again, I myself am going to pace myself on Saturday because they got things going on Sunday too, like this.
Hi, Steve Webb here with the Lifespring family of podcasts to invite you to attend a very special event at the New Media Expo in Ontario, California, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. My son Matt Webb of the band Exploder.
Where does your existence end? It got fingertips begin.
And Miss Carmen Tyler.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
We'll be there to lead us in worship, and then Reverend Jimmy Bratcher.
Oh, he told me about love, and I made a decision. And my old man died with my bad religion.
We'll bring a powerful message of hope, love, and good news. This worship service is open to everyone. Join with folks from around the world as we gather together as one body to worship God. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, Ballroom A. I'll see you there.
Okay, thank you, Steve, by the way. So I'll be there Sunday. Now, a couple other things to think about. Number one, the cafeteria at the expo. Cha-ching! Not exactly the cheapest place to eat, not exactly the best food to eat. And also, if it's like it was last year, I was just running 24/7, you know, meeting people, this and that. And so one of the things I wish I did last year that I did not do that I will be doing this year is I'm going to have a lot of instant food, you know, the Pop-Tarts, Power Bars, you know, granola bars, something that I can just pop and eat because, you know, yes, there's the In-N-Out burger and things like that. But if you want to stay at ground zero, and that has different connotations. But if you want to stay around the expo and not leave to go eat, one of the ways to do that is to bring a lot of, you know, instant food kind of stuff that you can heat and eat at the hotel or wherever you're at. Because I know last year there were a lot of parties, and the parties would have food, and in some cases they would have beer. the parties had more people attend than they had expected, and it was kind of like this hungry, angry crowd going from party to party and be like, oh, we just missed the hors d'oeuvres, or oh, we just missed the pizza. And so that may be different this year because we have a better idea of who's showing up, but you might want to have some sort of nourishment handy because that would come in handy as well. So that's one of the things I'm doing. And let me look at my notes. Have I hit everything? Yeah, don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to talk to people. And this is something that don't go home with regrets. Okay, don't go home with regrets. I'll give an example. The very first Podcast Expo, I was at the awards ceremony, and I turned around, and there in front of me, all 6'4" of him was Adam Curry. Look, it's Adam. You could touch him. He's right. It's Adam Curry. Now, did I say, hi, Adam, I'm Dave? No, because he was talking to somebody. But, if I wanted to talk to him, I should have waited till he's done and say, hey, Adam, I'm Dave. You know, and it could be anybody. But there was this whole, oh, he's busy. He's and even if it's not Adam Curry, he used to host the Headbangers Ball. If it's not a put your fingers up right here, right, celebrity, you know. Some people are just nervous about talking to people they don't know, right? Because we've been brainwashed. Don't talk to strangers since we were age 3. And let's face it, they don't get any stranger than me. But I say to you, if you see me and you read my badge and it says Dave Jackson, Musicians Cooler, by the way. I'm my tag will say Musicians Cooler, but Dave Jackson, Musicians Cooler equals Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting.com. Feel free to come up to me. And let's see, let's come up with a phrase that only podcast listeners will know. Something like, I love chocolate covered fish sticks. Now, let's go, you know, podcasting is going to change the world. If you say that to me, I'm going to know that you are one of my listeners. And then you can talk to me and, you know, we won't be strangers. You're my friend. You're my listener. But even if I don't, you know, I'm going to be talking to everybody and I'm going to keep moving. That's the other thing, too. If you're going there to network with people and you've talked to somebody and you've got it and you've set up maybe a plan B, you know, and you're done with this person, keep moving. I know you like this person and they're great. She's great. He's great. And you can't wait to work with them when you get back home. But if you're done with this person, keep moving. You know, you can develop that relationship later. If you've got a plan B, hit the highway. Now, here's a cool thing I'm going to teach you that I learned when I used to do sales training. Number one, as I said, have your business cards ready. And if somebody gives you a business card, when you leave and you go to plan B, I'm going to go network with somebody else, I'm going to go meet somebody else, write on the back of their business card what you talked about. Okay? Then, and here's another way you can stand out. Realize standing out, when I used to teach customer service, standing out is easy. It's not, you know, getting a billboard. It's doing the little itty-bitty things that nobody else does. So what you can do is when you get either back home, if you really want to stand out, I mean, really want to stand out, you can send an email when you get back to your hotel room if you have that capability. You know, that night, say, hey, it was really nice meeting you today. Because I'm telling you, ain't nobody doing that. Okay, but when you get home, send an email. And, you know, I could say, here's one, Ed's Mixed Bag. You know, I could send an email to Ed. Although Ed's name isn't on here. I know it's Ed Ovette. But Ed, it's right there. It's because my thumb was over it. I'm sorry, Ed. It says, with your host, Ed Ovette, subscriber download at edsmixbag.com. So I could have sent an email to Ed, said, hey, Ed, it was really great meeting you at the expo. If you'd like to cross promote sometime or exchange promos or whatever you'd like to do, yada, 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 Dave at personalpodcastcoach.com. And Ed has, actually. I just recently sent an email to Ed because he was sending me newsletters and things like that. And hey, thanks for the info. And so what I could have done is if I'd wrote something on the back of Ed's card, which I didn't, I could say something about what we talked about. And Ed is going to go, wow, he really remembered me. I must have made a great impression. Well, you know, maybe it was the case that Ed doesn't know that you wrote this on the back of your business card, of his business card. So it looks like, wow, you know, he's made a great impression and that you have a great memory. Well, actually, in reality, you have it on the back of his business card. So, and then put a note on the back of the business card, sent email. That way, later when you end up with like my stack here from last year, at least this is part of the stack. I've got 32 business cards here from last year. And, you know, if you don't do this in one sitting, you need to remember who you sent an email to or not. So, are you ready? And really, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. I really do appreciate you tuning in. I apologize if you've listened to this whole thing and you're not going to the convention. I told you up front. And again, podcasting will change the world. That's our little buzz phrase. Or if you want to go weird, I love chocolate-covered fish sticks. Remember that you can save 20% at theschoolofpodcasting.com using the coupon code BTS now through October 8th. Thank you very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our toll-free number, courtesy of podcast voicemail, 888-563-3228. And my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, oh, that's another thing I should mention. One more thing. Next week's podcast may not be out on Monday because I'm not getting back till Monday night. So I'm not pod fading. I'll see you later. Until we meet again, class is dismissed.